Blog Talk Radio.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy, such a dummy. To let some mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so back. I'd be such an angel. You'd think that me and Jesus was cool. Like that, just like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should have done. Should have walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, I need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, doubting, dying, begging, crying, somebody need to pray for me.
Alafia, greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Caritari Room. You've got your Omiyinka 7. I am your Empress. I am also your Maliwa, and I'm your advocate. I'm here to serve you. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening as we embark upon another Nature's Cure, dealing with the schools of science. And we'd like to have you join us. Why don't you lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. And thank you so very much for coming in and being a part of our show. And today we're talking about the storms and the freak weather and what's causing this weather and why are we not able to predict the weather anymore. And is Mother Nature angry? And if so, how can we appease Mother Nature? Stay tuned. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere to talk to you about how we can appease Mother Nature, because Mother Nature is mad about everything.
I'm mad at the way she loves me, and I'm mad at the way she cares. I'm mad at the way she touched me, at the way that she combed my hair. I'd be lying if I said didn't mean a thing. I'd be lying if I say I didn't care.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know you have that dial locked in. We're talking about the school of storms and freak weather. Now, let's just go back to the topic we were talking about with the 2012 ending of the year, starting with December the 21st. Now, you know, I don't have to tell you, I'm sure you've already heard this several times, that the Mayan calendar predicts December the 21st, the year of 2012, is when the system will end as we know it. Now, Mother Nature is no different. I'd like to tell you a little bit about what is really going on, but I want to stop and pay homage to my higher self. Last night I didn't do it, but I want to make sure I do that every day. We want to pay homage to Oye, and we want to pay homage to Oludulamare. So I like to pour libation to Oludulamare. I like to pour libation to my mother's spirit, Yamanja, and my father's spirit, Obatalat. I like to pour libation to the east. I pour libations to the west. I pour libations to the north and then to the south. And I pay homage to Oye, Oye, may you forevermore be pleased with us as we ask you to lift us up and allow us to appease you and to forgive us for what we haven't done for the nature and the elements in the world. And we ask you to bless every household here today in the mighty name of the one and only Oladulla Maray. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, getting back to the freakish weather. Now, I know you noticed that it's like Indian summer. One day, the next day is cool and chilly, and we've got storms coming from the east and the west. When this type of thing happens, women ought to be looking at their moon, and they ought to be sizing up the weather. If you can't tell how the weather's going to be, then you know it's something that we're doing wrong in the earth. When you can't tell your winter from your spring, your summer from your autumn, it's time to look at the temperament of the solar system. With the freakish weathers, you notice that people are being bypassed with these storms, and some are being devastated by the storms. I don't know if in your county or in your area you've been overwhelmed by storms or not, but some people think that maybe these storms could be planned, or they could be there could be a possibility that the dam or the levee has been broken intentionally. But not all of them. Some of them are acts of God, unforeseen circumstances that happen. Now, God said he's going to let it rain on the just and the unjust. So therefore, he is not separating anyone from these storms. He's not causing these storms, but truly Mother Nature is taking revenge. Now, what have we done for Mother Nature lately? Have we appeased her by leaving a love offering? Have we gone out to the water and did a dedication of a libation and left coins for Mother Nature? Have we tried to appease Mother Nature? We're going to have to do that, because whenever you get something from Mother Nature, you have to appease Mother Nature and make a sacrifice. Now, I'm not talking about a burnt offering sacrifice or offer up your firstborn child. I'm talking about do something ordinarily that you have not been doing, and that's pay tribute and acknowledge nature's beautiful, accentuating products that are available to us and that we take for granted, such as our source of water, that we think every time we turn the faucet on it's supposed to be there just because we paid our water bill. Contraire, you don't have to have water flowing just because you paid water bill. The water in the sewage could be dried up tomorrow. So we have a lot to pray about and a lot to thank God about. We have to remember that the sources and the riches of the wicked are laid up for the just. Right now, over in Mother Africa, it is flowing with milk and honey. Platinum is the number one thing that they produce, and they are producing that source again and again. It's not just because they have workers producing it. Do you not know at one time Africa was blessed? They were blessed in the vineyard, blessed in the city, and blessed in the field. Now, this was way before they brought in the so-called new churches in Christianity. This was when they were paying the so-called pagan gods, and they were looking towards Africa and bowing down to suns and looking in skies and acknowledging God. And they were going out in the courtyard praying. They had their own God. God is angry. When you abandon your God for the sake of someone else's, God can't hear you. A lot of people think Africa may be cursed, and that may be the reason why most of all of her resources are being taken away from her. She has left her first love and turned away from God and accepted other false gods. Now, how do I know this? Because the Africans did not know the concept of Jesus. They never had a concept of Jesus. They put Jesus in his proper place. And as I've been teaching you, as a prophet, and they have acknowledged him as the man that was at the right-hand side of God, and that they do not acknowledge Jesus as God. But yet they've now taken on the full concept of Christianity, and their country is suffering on every account. They are now worshiping a God that is not a part of their tradition and a prophet that is not a part of their tradition. Am I saying they shouldn't worship Jesus or God? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying they had a religion that came up out of their culture, and they were blessed by that religion. Even the Dogon people, who set out and wait for God to come down every 65,000 years, and they didn't leave that spot. They were also noted for discovering the Sirius star B and A without a telescope, people. This is how brilliant these people were. Do not get it twisted because you think they're bush people, that they have had all of these years and centuries of a good civilization, that now things are turning. You know, when you walk away from what works for you and embrace something that is not your own, it becomes an alien. And what they're actually embracing is an alien God. So what if you say that their religion was not based on Christianity? All of our religion comes up out of our customs and tradition. So they had to embrace religion out of their customs and tradition. They don't know anything about civilization in the United States. But to force religion on them and to send the missionaries over right before you take their land is a plot and a scheme. You condition the people to become weakened so that they won't know that you are doing a transaction and you are giving them an opium to sedate them so they won't know you're taking something from them. Now, I believe with all my heart and soul, if the Africans would embrace their original gods and traditions and ancestors, then they could get control again of their country. And then once again, the land would be plentiful, the storms and the rivers and the unadjusted climates would change. You would see a lot change. And because we are coming up on a transition for the new year and coming into December the 21st, Africa's going to have to also plead the fifth and go and ask God to forgive them. Because, yes, they were part of slavery too. They admit it. They openly said they sold their brothers and sisters into slavery. And they begged their apology and asked God to forgive them. And they've even offered up land as an appeasement. So, yes, they have began to acknowledge their faults. But what is wrong with the United States? Why are we having such freakish weather and storms and climate that cannot be predicted? What is wrong with America? And what are we doing wrong? And why is the heat rising so much that we're developing warmer climates and all of the icebergs are melting and rivers are flowing over and we are having dams that we can't hold back and hurricanes in areas that you didn't ever hear about before? What is the problem? Mother Nature is once again taking revenge. So if Mother Nature is unhappy, then that means that we are not appeasing Mother Nature. We're not cleaning up Mother Nature. We're not making sure that Mother Nature is satisfied. It's very important that we tell our children about global warming and that it's real. But no, what we hear about is that we must reduce the population. We must reduce the population. God never gave us instruction to kill off innocent people, to reduce the population. The earth itself is taking revenge and is angry. Anyone is working on population control, I believe they're in error. And somewhere along the line, the nature itself will revoke and take revenge on the people who are coming against nature itself. Once and for all, this population reduction has to stop, and it has to stop immediately. You cannot put plagues upon people to reduce the population. You cannot subtly give people opium and inundate them with drugs. So a lot is going on in the earth that Mother Earth does not like. And as a special thing, I want to stop and say that Mother Earth, we are apologetic to you for what has been going on. These freakish lifestyles and these freakish weather, we know that we can pray and we can cry out all day, but we have got to make a change in our lifestyle. And as we come on these airways today, we got to speak to the wind. We got to tell Oye to settle down, and we're going to have to send Oye to the east and to the west, and as far as the east from the west, And those of you who are priests and priestesses, you know in our training we have been taught that we have the dominion and we can take dominion over the elements of the earth. We have got to start speaking to the clouds. We have got to start moving the clouds. We've got to start talking to the atmosphere. I'm not talking about talking to yourself. I'm talking about speaking things that be not as though they were and saying, peace, be still. Peace, be still. Now peace. And as we speak peace over the universe, and if we come on one accord and meditate in the realms of those particular frequencies, we can make the weather line up with what the Word of God says it is. It says that we have dominion. And when you're taking dominion over your life, you take dominion over the climate and the electrical elements of the earth as well. And what has happened is Mother Earth needs us to come to her. And we need to talk to Mother Earth, and we need to do it soon. Because if climates get warmer, and if California falls into the ocean, and if we cannot get those icebergs frozen again, we're going to have more and more problems, not just rumors of storms. We're going to have actual fallout hurricanes in areas that you never heard of before. That's why it's imperative that we stop and look at flowers, the soil, and look at how can we put something back into the land to make it whole again. The Native Americans once told us we must honor our land. We must go into the mountains, and we must meditate and go on sabbatical and go into sweat lodges so that we can spend time in the mountains with Mother Earth. She wants to hear from you, and Mother Earth will take revenge on a country, and it has taken revenge on countries before. Now, we can't continue to be spared and continue to say we're a blessed nation if we are acting out of behavior. If we are killing off innocent people to reduce populations, we are acting out of norm. Mother Nature is not pleased with that. Mother Nature believes that the deities that came here on this earth, trees, waters, and streams, they were once real. And they became deified. We cannot trash the lakes and ocean by pouring all sorts of caustic products in the water and continue to think we're going to be blessed. Mother Earth will take revenge through her storms and her freakish weather. She has already done that. Hasn't she gotten somebody's attention already? If not, we should stop and think. After a while, when she says enough is enough, you won't be able to stop Mother Nature because she will be disenfranchised with human beings. Human beings have got to start acting civil. And when we act civil, Mother Nature can do what she does best by providing us with the 12 months out of the year and the four seasons right on time. If you can remember, in the ancient days, in the Egyptian time, all of the weather could be predicted. The rain fell at a certain time of the year every year. And over in the Nile flooded at a certain time of the year. Everything was predictable. The Africans had the best health that there ever was, and they were eating grains, and they were eating vegetables, and not a lot of flesh. And they were one of the healthiest people that there ever was. This was just in the last 20 decades that this was documented. And people were studying their lifestyles and their diet. Now they're looking at a people that is dying from AIDS. Where is it coming from? Why do so many people in Africa have AIDS? Has anybody looked into it? Could this be a laboratory-made condition? And if so, why does Africa suffer from this? Now let me tell you about the HIV. If you know anything about a laboratory and worked in a laboratory, the HIV virus is in everyone. And statistics will back me up on that. We all have an HIV level. And when you tell Africans you have the HIV, and the first thing they think is they have all blown out AIDS, that's not necessarily so. Some people have lived with the HIV, and their bodies have gotten strong enough to fight it off. Now, what